from the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning, I-70 eastbound in Howard County. An accident at exit 80, that Sykesville Road, has the right lane and the right shoulder blocked. You're backed up there from past 97. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good. The outer loop is slow from Bel Air Road all the way to Delaney Valley Road. And 895 in the city is stop and go from Eastern Avenue through the Harbor Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
Rob, Jeremy, Ed, and Joe, the Big Bad Morning Show. Sports Radio, 105.7, The Fan.
Mary Kay Cabin joins us at 7:45 to talk about what went down in Cleveland. You were talking about it a few minutes ago, Jeremy. It's Cleveland, man. World is stupid at 7:30, but Ed Norris, I think the obvious answer probably is center. But other than that, what positions do the Ravens need to shore up in free agency?
Well, you can't take the answer away from me and ask me. That's the answer.
That's like saying you can't. What's the problem? You can't say injuries.
Right. No, I think center is absolutely the main concern. Right now, we don't have one. I mean, they can say what they want. We don't really have a center. We had a really good one, and he's gone. So I think that's the biggest concern. The other place I really think there is some need is inside linebacker for depth. Because we really haven't had that, you know? It's been Roquan and...
Well, people are starting to call him Roundquan, so
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That's rough, man. You can't have any hiccups. Somebody's going to take a photo of you. You got to look your best at all times. But this is the sport. I mean, nobody wants to see you out of shape.
Yeah, I'm with you. I inside linebacker is huge for me. Other than center, center's like the glaring obvious one. But inside linebacker, this has nothing to do with Roquan and the shape that he's in and any of those things. Just who else do you have?
Rob's like, other than water, what was the issue with the boat sinking? What? They did pick up
a hole.
What? They did pick up an undrafted free agent center from Penn State who played alongside Ioane. But again, this is what I'm saying. It doesn't mean this guy couldn't come in and start, but I don't think teams are expecting to go to undrafted free agents to find a starter unless it's a punter or a kicker.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was a little surprised they didn't pick up a linebacker or a center. They got a punter with some swag.
So. Yeah. Well, they also, I was telling him before you came on, Ed, they got the kid Dom, not the guy from Fast and Furious, the Penn State inside linebacker that was a special teams ace, and he was a two-time captain of that team. So they picked him up. But again, we'll see what it looks like when it comes in. The Ravens always do this, though, where they find a bunch of guys that are really good at special teams as well.
They do. Yeah. They have special teams is important. I don't know. You think it's the same amount of importance, Ed, now than when you had it before with a special teams coach?
I think special teams are vitally important. I mean, just.
No, I mean, is it treated the same as with the coaching staff?
Oh, yeah, I would assume so. I would assume so because, you know, you're playing or coaching at this level, you know how important teams is. And if you don't have it or you have weaknesses in your kicking game, your return game, your coverage game, any of it, you know, giving up. Because we've had trouble. There has been problems that have arisen to me, particularly on kickoff coverage, where they were giving up some pretty big returns that you're not used to seeing because it puts so much emphasis on special teams. So, I mean, my point is when there is a weakness or something that's not where it should be, it's pretty glaring on special teams.
You know, you're right because it's a big play. As special teams, most of the time, if you miss, there's not often someone that's going to back you up. And if they do, it's 20, 30 yards downfield backing you up.
Correct. Right, and they end up in your territory if you know, right from the get.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think the cornerback spot, the pick from Duke, kind of took a little bit of urgency away from that. I'm not saying you don't have to pick up any more, but I think it took a little urgency away from that position because they seemed like there was some before.
Well, I'm really intrigued to see what Minner does with the defense. You know, we talk about adding this kid in, and all I read is that he feels like a Minter type cornerback, the type right. that he would have drafted had he still been with the Chargers. You know, like, hey, this is the type of player I want. The same thing with the pass rusher out of Missouri. So I'm interested to see how the defense looks this year and what types of tweaks are made, because we've been running kind of the same system for a while, and outside of Mike McDonald and the success they had there, it's been, we've been waiting for it to turn around for 2 years now, and then it slightly got better 2 years ago. But last year, it was nowhere in sight.
Yeah. You looked at what he did in, I would say San Diego, L.A. with the Chargers, and you look at, I think there's some people on this roster, and I said it last year, Ed, there's some players on that defensive roster that I believe underperformed, not just because of their own personal performance, but because of scheme. And Roquan's one of those guys that I'm wondering about, but I definitely think the pass rush suffered because of scheme.
I definitely think so. Look, I hate to keep pointing back to what is really a sore point for people, but when McDonald was here, you know, they didn't have a premier pass rusher, and they led the league in sacks. And they were, you know, under him, they're always the very top. And that was all scheme.
And I think Minter is very similar to him, too.
So do I.
Yeah.
And the upside of Zion Young is he's very good against the run. He's a good pass rusher, but he has more of an upside as a rusher. So I'm hoping, you know, with Minter, you can do with him what he did with Owe.
Yeah. Well, let the guy rush. Let them rush the quarterback, man. It just seemed like to me there's you know, you got me backing up in the pass coverage. You got let guys who do that do that. Stop asking me to do what I don't do well. You didn't draft me for my pass coverage. You drafted me to get to the quarterback. By the way, going back to this kid, Chandler Rivers, you know who they compare him to? College comparisons?
Who?
Max Melton out of Rutgers, 85% comparison. Garrett Williams out of Syracuse, 90% comparison. And he has a 91% comparison, according to these stats, to Asante Samuel Jr. out of Florida State. 91%. Yeah. Yeah, this is according to draftbuzz.com, but also I checked it because I just Googled it. And you know how they do the AI answer?
Yeah.
They said Asante Samuel, number one. I'm like, there's no way. But then I looked at another source, and he had the same comparison. So not bad at all. And that's why I said for him to fall, that was the fifth round? Why did he fall so much?
Maybe it was grading out, maybe speed. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
Wasn't the combine king, maybe?
That's possible. Maybe it again, sometimes maybe it's the way that just the draft's going and needs. You might look at him, too. It's an ACC that I don't think you had a lot of teams you're really concerned about throwing the football.
What in the hell?
What?
Where do we get to where 440 is a C grade? He ran a 440 C. So he graded as a C, and it says 84 percentile.
I guess everyone's getting faster. Wait until we start getting the 4.2s and 4.1s.
Oh my gosh! He went to the Senior Bowl. His three cone was a 6.96. Which was a 45 percentile. So maybe those grades is what made him fall. He wasn't the combine hero, Ed.
Yeah, the pajama Olympics. Love it. Doesn't mean you can play football.
Were you guys following all the way through, or did you kind of catch up towards the end of the draft? I was home quite a bit, so I was watching and flipping back and forth. And I got to be honest, on Friday I was so tied into baseball that I forgot the draft had started and looked down at my phone, and I'm like, oh, damn it. And I then all of a sudden was going back and forth Friday night. Saturday usually kind of turns into, hey, it's on. The Orioles were playing early. I'm watching it, right. And then it fades out.
What was I went to the game Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually went to the game Friday. It was HBCU night. Energy was strong, man.
Yeah, they asked me to come.
No, they didn't.
Busy.
No one did. That never happened.
A busy night for me.
No, they did. Nobody asked you. Mary Kay Cabot would join us at 7:45.
Bed Bath & Beyond if we have time.
But on the other side, it's the world of stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, yeah. So a couple of stories here for you that we'll start off with. Make sure your significant others can't get their hands on dynamite. I'll tell you what happened with a Long Island woman. Yike. And a Florida pastor wrote a book on how to love your spouse. Was just arrested over allegations that he has multiple wives. We'll get to these stories and more when we come
back.
Sounds
like an expert.
In the world of stupid.
Wherever the Orioles season takes you.
Say goodbye to this ball.
Download the free Odyssey app and hear reactions to all the biggest moments. Download it today and search 105.7 The Fan.
You need to get to the dentist, correct? We all do. Come on. That's why I talked about Dr. Learfield's smile design. Because you have to go. It's just, it's vitally important for your overall health. It's not just your teeth and gums. It affects your heart. It affects everything. So you need to get in there. If you've been staying away, and I know people have stayed away for 5 years, 10 years, it's not a good thing. It really isn't. You've got to go. If it's anxiety and fear that keeps you away, you're not alone. But 36% of Americans have that. Dr. Learfield has sedation options. It'll be a comfortable, stress-free procedure. Whatever you have done, it really is. It just takes all that anxiety away. First of all, he's just a nice human being, truly, and just does great cosmetic work. But he put you at ease, and that's what you want when you go to the dentist. And he put you at ease, but the best part, you walk out with a smile you always dreamed of. So you not only get your physical health, but you get your mental health because your self-confidence comes back. You can smile in photographs again. You know, just you're not covering your mouth when you laugh in public, all that. Do it. Seriously, walk in the door, find out what they can do for you. The number's 410-321-1100. Make the appointment for that consultation today, and please tell them I sent you.